Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on Monumental Sports Network and YouTube at 106.7. The fellas are out today traveling back from Spain. They will be back tomorrow. Denton Day and Linnell Willingham sitting in. You can tweet us at TheDentonDay at NELL_BTP. We'll do one more segment of Blame Pie. Who are you most upset with from Washington's sixth loss in a row? This one at the hands of the Miami Dolphin at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. If you don't get on the phones, that is where Twitter would come into play, and then you can tweet us. Let's start. Jeremiah is in Fairfax. Jeremiah, what's up, man?
Hi, how are y'all doing? Thanks
for
taking my call.
Of course.
So first thing I want to say, at this point in the season, I think it's not too wise to specifically go, who's to blame for this game? Who's to blame for the point the team is at the season, which is three wins and however many losses? I think it's fully, or at least mostly, on Adam Peters, mostly because of what Linnell said, roster construction. And to address something another caller said that I didn't really hear get talked about, he said, I don't want to blame Peters too much because there's a lot of injuries. That might be true, but there's another team in the NFC who is a lot more injured than the Commanders and is still in the playoff hunt. So I don't really take the injury excuse for that.
Wait, hold on. Who is that? Enlighten me.
That would be the 49ers.
So here and I think you're totally on base, and I'm – y'all accuse me of being a flip-flopper. I just get brought new information and my opinion changes. San Francisco is in year five of their program.
Of their situation.
They have the floor. The floor of their roster is much better than ours. They're in a much better position to overcome the injuries because of the foundation that they've set with Adam Peters over the past several years. But the biggest reason this team is in the position that they're in is Terry and Jaden being in and out of the lineup. You take away Josh Allen and Keon Coleman, if he can show up to practice on time, you take those two out of Buffalo, they're not going to win a lot of games. You take Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce off of the Chiefs, they're not going to win a lot of games. So this idea, and I'm coming around on this because I was as critical of Adam Peters as anybody, but the cop-out that he has, the two most integral pieces of your franchise – have not played this year, pretty much.
And I think it's more maybe an indictment on Brock Purdy. I think that's
exactly.
Just more Brock Purdy, maybe not worth the money that he was paid. Your point is well taken, but I would also then be very quick to point out that they have not played nearly as tough of a schedule as Washington has. Washington's been getting bullied around.
San Fran's playing what, a last place? They were last in the West.
Their schedule is not all that
playing impressive. A last place schedule.
Jackie is in Frederick. Jackie, what up?
What's going on, Jackie?
What up, nephew? Hey, Denton. So, look, my blame pie, I have to give 20% to the defense. I got to give 30 to special teams, and I got to give 50 to the offense. And this is why. The defense, even though they did make goal line stops, Miami was still getting chunks of yardage.
Yeah.
And that's the part that, I'm like, okay, you're doing things differently, but you're not. Anyways, the offense. The reason why the offense, I know y'all already know why the special teams get the 30% they got, but the offense, Linnell, help me understand the logic of running Mariota 3-1, you can still get a first down to the outside. I still can't understand why did we do that when our running backs were doing well.
Try to get cute.
I,
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think, I mean, besides the Zach Ertz slip, I mean, that could have happened to one of the younger guys, too, the younger tight end. So I'm not even going to talk about that, but.
Was that our, was that Mariota run our turnover on downs at when we were at the goal line?
We were at the goal line. He tried to get the 1 yard line. He tried to get the 1 yard, I guess, on the touchdown because we still could have had gotten the first down. And then I think they did some other crazy stuff. Anyways, but why go for the jugular with a receiver? You're not sure if he's going to catch it in that one. All you had to do was 5 yards. We had Debo open 5 yards. That's all you needed. So sometimes I got to question Cliff's play calling. And, I mean, I like Cliff, but I don't know. Maybe his offense has outgrown this team because everybody catches on. If my son can tell you what we're about to play when they line up, I'm pretty sure defensive coordinators that are getting paid millions know what we're doing. So that's just my take. Yeah. I mean, I love the team. I've been a fan of this team since I was 5 years old. I ain't gonna tell you how old I am now, just a very long time, and I'm gonna continue to support them, you know. But I just feel like I don't know if McDaniels get fired. At first, I wasn't like too good keen on it, but I wouldn't mind having McDaniels over here as the offensive coordinator if Cliff.
Well, I know he's gonna run the damn ball.
I mean, yeah,
that's the one thing that Cliff
will run the ball.
I don't get it. Like their offense, it's crazy. Ms. Jackie's brought this up. I was thinking about that as I'm watching. Tua's under center a lot. They run a very traditional offense.
And they finally did go under center on one of the fourth down plays. Mm-hmm. They ran it out of shotgun on a 3rd-and-1. This was early in the game. And then they slip into Mariota being under center, and it works beautifully.
Yeah, shocker.
Shocker. But they do not do a lot of work under center. My biggest issue with Cliff has been the issue that kind of existed last year. We just overlooked it because the quarterback was playing so well. There's not a lot of creativity before the snap. And, like, I'm not going to tell you his route combinations stink. Like, I'm, that's not how I'm analyzing the game. But I watch, like, a Mike McDaniel. The Dolphins do a lot of pre-snap movement. I watch a lot of the great offenses across the NFL, and there's a lot of pre-snap movement. So either the players are not capable of doing that, which I don't think is the...
It's not the case.
That's not the case.
It's a Cliff thing.
It's a Cliff thing. You need to get more creative at the line of scrimmage, especially when you know you are at a disadvantage talent-wise. And there is... No doubt, and Cliff's a pretty honest dude, right? He was the one guy that...
Well, he tells you every time he gets up to the podium that we haven't had our guys since the spring.
Yeah, he was the guy that broke rank, if you will, that was the first one to even be remotely critical of the Terry situation, just being like, hey, I need my guys to be here if we want to be successful.
Yeah.
I didn't think he insulted him, by the way. He was just the one guy that wasn't like uberly obnoxiously positive about it. But I need to see, and I want to see more help of the quarterback. Let him know, like send some guys in motion so he can understand what he's looking at here. If they are not that they're trying to disguise a bunch of stuff, but you get what I mean. Like just help the guy out a little bit, especially when you don't have guys and he's not doing that. He hasn't done that the last 2 years.
I'll be honest. Like, I don't know if I want Cliff Kingsbury back. I want him back because I appreciate his play designing as a pass play caller.
I think he is under the microscope for the final post-bye stretch of the season.
Even, but it's hard because I get it. He's dealing with not having your number one wide receiver. You don't have your starting quarterback.
They've only scored 27 points 3 times this year.
I know.
They were one of the best scoring offenses. I have them right here. The yesterday, 13. Against Detroit, 22. Some of that was late. Against Seattle, 14. Kansas City, 7. Dallas, 22. Chicago, 24. The Chargers, that was a 27. Yay. Yeah. Atlanta, that was a 27. Yay. Raiders, 41. Awesome. Great performance, everybody. Packers, 18. Giants, 21.
Yeah.
That's not good.
It's been tough, and I think the bigger problem that I'm having with watching them is a lack of detail. And I know that backups are playing, but like if you're Bobby Engram, coach your guys up to where they're running the route to the right depth. Don't have guys – we get an illegal shift, an illegal formation called every single week. Like that stuff can't happen. We're the 4th most penalized offense in the NFL. We're the 10th most penalized team in the NFL. So I don't know if that's a Dan Quinn thing, but I look at this group compared to last year at least. They're not playing with great detail on offense. And they were, 7th last year in time of possession? They're 28th this year. And part of the reason is they're always behind the sticks. They aren't able to, you know, go on these long. Remember last year we actually complained about the 14, 15 play drives. And the whole talking point this offseason was we need to be more explosive. We need to get somebody that can create chunk plays. I need somebody that can do their job.
Last year, they were fifth in scoring in the NFL at 28.5 points a game. They are currently averaging 21.5. It's a full touchdown per game less than what you're seeing on a regular basis. And they're bottom half of the league in scoring. The only teams that are ahead of are the Jets, ironically the Dolphins, the Falcons, who they allowed, the Falcons have the best game of their life against the defense, the Panthers, who somehow have a winning record, the Browns, the Saints, the Raiders, and the Titans. Those four final teams are all dog water.
I'm so sorry.
They are just completely doo-doo.
My phone, my button on my side for my volume just will not stop.
Cliff is under the microscope for me the next couple of weeks just to assess, is this a Cliff thing? Is this a talent thing?
I'm also looking at, because last year when I coined the phrase exotic smash mouth football, it wasn't just Cliff that gets the credit for the diversity of the rushing attack. That's Bobby Johnson, the offensive line coach. That's Anthony Lynn, the running backs coach. I just think there's a lack of diversity in their run game right now. And I don't know if it has to do with health, but like everyone's healthy up front. Everyone's healthy in the running back room. We talked about this the other day.
It is worth pointing out real quick. The offensive line is like the healthiest group of the entire roster.
And they won't run the ball.
And they do not run
the ball. You know how maddening that is?
It is crazy. Like Brandon Coleman came in as the swing guy. Great.
Should have been the swing guy.
Yeah, better than your boy Trent Scott.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm a huge Trent Scott guy, but Brandon Coleman's a real tackle in this league.
Yeah, he plays really good.
You know?
Who would've thought?
And it's crazy because the numbers would tell you that Washington still is interested in running the football. They've got the fifth highest run rate in the NFL. They're running the ball, 47.9% of the time.
But a lot of that is scrambles.
Exactly. So their inability to run the ball all of a sudden is baffling because it happened last year around this time.
Yes.
It's almost like teams catch up to the run scheme.
This is the real Cliff that we are
seeing. It is not about the passing game.
It is not about the passing game, although with Marcus it hasn't been great, which just is more of a reason why Jaden.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Should play, and will play. It's not an argument of will he. He is going to play.
Yes.
They did not put him on an injured reserve. If they did not want him to play again, they would have done that. He is going to play again. It's should he or shouldn't he maybe becomes the question. Carlos is in Severino Park. Carlos, what's up?
Man, listen, I went to the Capitals Stadium Series game in Raleigh, North Carolina. So I was pissed off. So I can imagine I'd be even heated if I went to Spain and lost. And my team lose. That's one. Number two, Jaden Daniels has to play. All those people that say that we need to wrap him up until next season, along with Terry McLaurin and all that, still got that Dan Snyder mentality and has no place in being fans of this great franchise. That's number two. Number three, can you guys shed some light on this? Why is it? And I'm just jealous because I see all these other teams that are good via Detroit, Ravens, Packers, Eagles. I feel like we have a franchise that where running backs go to die. In the past 10 years, we've had 25 running backs. And I say this because...
Say that again?
We've had 25 running backs in the past 10 years.
So, we have about 2.5 per?
that's a lot. So think about that. You know, it's like, why can't we have a Derrick Henry? Why can't we have a Josh Jacobs? Why can't we have a Gibbs? Why can't we have a Robinson from the Falcons? Why is it that it has to be a new running back every single year? Why do we have to have three? Why can't we just have one or two as a backup? I feel like that we need to, like, 8 carries a game, 5 carries a game. If I was a running back, I'd be like, why would I want to come here and only have 5 carries a game? Why would I want to come here and only catch the ball 3 times as a running back? Hand me the ball. Give me a running back.
They're allergic to it.
That's the only gripe that I have for this offense. Other than that, you know, I'm going to stick by this team. But either way, you know, it's just a light on that for me. Thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. That's my big, gripe with Cliff is, dude, you can call multiple run plays in a row.
It's allowed. That is allowed. You know, you're not going to get penalized for that one.
Their unwillingness to run it. And then this is my whole thing. It goes against who they want to be from a personality standpoint as a team. You can't walk around screaming, you know, doing hard stuff with good people and anybody, anywhere, anytime, and you're not willing to punch people in the face offensively. Like, you have the line to do it.
It really speaks to the passing game in there, too, because we are so – it almost feels like a big play is more available via run than it is the pass right now. And I'm fully aware that they ran the ball yesterday more than they threw it. It was 33 rushes to
– it still wasn't 30, enough.
But it still was not enough.
Still wasn't enough.
I want 40. Yeah. I want 40. Let's look like Navy football out here. You got to run 60 times, run 60 times.
And when you're down to practice squad wide receivers, I would say it's appropriate.
I would say that too, especially because you know Chris Rodriguez is good. Like, you know he's good. We've seen him be good.
It doesn't make sense.
We have seen him be a good quality player, and they still do not, for whatever the reason is, want to run it with Chris Rodriguez. Fred Smoot's going to join us at 1 p.m. We're going to shift the conversation a little bit to the Jaden Daniels situation. Should he play against Denver out of the bye? We answer that question when we get back. It's B. Mitch and Finley with Denton Day and Lynette Willingham sitting in for the fellas here on a Monday. It's a misery Monday presented by Chenega Mios, a 2025 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.